How does one move from having, like, building on the hackathon to then perfecting that MVP to then eventually growing to a real product? Like, what is your experience over there, and what are your thoughts of how these projects can move forward?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, not easy. So sometimes you get out of an hackathon with a successful project that either won the was one of the, like, the best ones at the hackathons, or maybe, like, won a bunch of bounties from other sponsors, and so you feel very excited about it. But then, first of all, you need to commit after the hackathon if you want to bring it forward. It's not something that everybody wants to do. So maybe they keep it as a side project, and if you don't really invest your time and effort, it's difficult to scale it. And the other thing is that what you build in an hackathon, first of all, like, you're building it in, like, 40 hours. So it's cool to experiment with technology, but you don't have a time to experiment with the real users. You know, you're just, like, showcasing how, like, your idea can be, like, built and how it's feasible. But then when you go in real life, the most important thing is not even, I think, about building a product, but finding potential use cases or users that would be willing to use that. So I think these are, like, the main, let's say, learnings that I got from doing and participating in more than 15 hackathons, that sometimes, like, you're very excited because, oh my God, like, this project, like, we won prizes. I think it's, like, it's great, whatever. And then the week after, when you start, you know, when you go back to the real world and you start studying and understanding if it's feasible or not, like, either you're not enough committed to it, or maybe it's not a real world application somehow. But then, of course, as I was saying, like, FluidKey is the perfect example of a project that started at an hackathon, then got some follow-up grants from sponsors and other companies in the space, and finally also get some additional fundraising. So this demonstrates that it's possible. It's not very common. So, of course, I know of, like, big projects coming out of the hackathon, like 1inch is another one, for example, Uniswap. The real deal about this is that we're all developers, and so we like building, and we are sometimes too attached to the solution we are proposing without studying enough the problem or the user. So I think that a lot of effort has to shift more towards those questions with respect to understanding if it's feasible from a technical perspective, you know? So, yeah. And another thing that I can add on top of this is that hackathons can be useful to iterate on the same idea. So, of course, like, most of the hackathons don't want you to build on top of an existing project, but at the same time, you can easily build a feature for your project in a separated way with respect to the main project. And at the same time, at the end of the hackathon, you can bring it back inside your code base, let's say. And this is a good way in which you can experiment a little bit with new features or stuff that you want to build, or maybe expand slowly an MVP. And that's something that I've been, like, doing for a bunch of months with Paul and Frank from Urbe as well. We were attending always the hackathons together, and everything that we were building was focused around the same main topic and area, which was payments. And then, of course, like, giving different twists or ideas or technologies to understand how could we solve specific problems. And that was good because now, like, I ended up, like, working on this startup after, like, 1 year of hackathons and iteration and small MVPs and small ideas that got us to learn about more about the problem, more about the users, more about the tech that is available. So I think it's another great opportunity there.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to, like, to treat a hackathon that people could consider is really like you're going on this quest, and on the way you have these little side quests that you can take that help you progress and level up to get to the real solution and get the real MVP and the real application out in the world, if I did well to summarize that.
Yeah, exactly.